With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're joined now by Gloucester High School football coach Dan O'Connor. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO, and congratulations on getting into the big tournament.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Really excited to have the opportunity to keep playing some playoff football with these kids that have worked so hard for it.
You know, what interests me, Dan, is the durability your guys have had. You've had some flexibility moving players around, and it certainly paid off against Beverly.
Yeah, you know, kids are ready to go, and, you know, we're getting healthier, which is always a great thing to be able to say at the end of the season. The kids have stepped up. You know, we don't have a lot of kids, but we have enough kids that know the game and know what we're trying to do and are able to play multiple positions, and we've taken advantage of that where we need to.
How has having a sub-varsity this year helped out, Coach? I know that you can't get freshmen into the games, but the interest and the enthusiasm of some of the younger players has to be accounted for and taken into account, I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our sub-varsity program for the last couple of years has done okay. It's been a mixture of the freshmen and the sophomores, but this year really getting the sophomores and freshmen to play not only just sub-varsity games, but then having the freshman group get to play their own games separately from that, where we've been able to, has been huge. Those kids are excited to play. It's hard to come out here week in, week out, practice, get the knot kicked out of you sometimes by the varsity kids, maybe not play in a Friday night game and hope that you get in on a Saturday. So for us to get these kids more game time and more reps in practice, and that's the other piece too, is that, you know, we're on the field right now, and our freshmen are at a separate field, so they're practicing. They're not just sitting around. They're not just watching. So the kids we have are practicing, and they're being active, and they're doing stuff. And obviously, when kids are doing things, and they're feeling that they're learning each and every day and getting to do something each and every day, they're more likely to stick with it and keep coming back.
Well, also, I think, you know, that they get a feel that they're contributing towards something bigger, and they know they can grow into it, and that's gigantic. Coach Ingram always emphasized how important having as many players at practice get involved as you could. Coach, I want you to tell me about John Gucciardi last weekend against Beverly. I mean, you guys needed that win, and boy, you had a leader there.
Yeah, we definitely did. You know, John's been doing this all season long. You know, you talk about kids that have been playing multiple positions. I think John's played everywhere. He's a running back. He's played slot receiver. He's our punter at times. He's our long snapper on punt. He does everything we ask. And, you know, he's been playing quarterback for the last 3 or 4 weeks and been getting better at that each and every week. And, man, Friday night he went off and had himself a night I'm sure he'll never forget. And for me, as somebody that's been around this program for a while, a night that I can't remember a quarterback in Gloucester having since, you know, who knows when, honestly. Running the ball, throwing the ball, making good reads. And the one thing that's awesome about him is when he does make, you know, the right read and puts the ball into the receiver's hands, he puts it into a spot where the receiver can do something after the catch, and that's huge. You know, it's one thing to catch it and not pick up any yards afterwards, but we've got athletes out there, and we can get them the ball and give them an opportunity to do something afterwards, and they were able to do that on Friday night.
Well, you know, it's reminiscent of guys my age thinking of Jay Palazzolo back in the mid to late 70s, rolling up.
Yeah, I've had that a couple of times this week. I've heard that.
Well, yeah, I mean, those numbers are
one of the better quarterback performances since Jay.
No, those numbers are crazy. You know, 450 yards almost and total. In fact, several of us old timers were talking about Jay Palazzolo recently, so it's a good memory. Now, Dan, I got to ask you about character and morale, because you had two games in a row that were really negative, but the boys bounced back beautifully, and you know, to make the state tournament, it was you had to win that game against Beverly, and probably had to win it by more than, you know, 2 points, and they did that. So tell me about the makeup of the team, character, and how practices have gone this season, especially after that rough patch.
Now, this really started, to be honest with you, Rick, last year with the group of kids that we had last year that taught this group of kids that are playing still with us, you know, how to practice and how to compete and how to prepare. And our seniors have been absolutely fantastic. You know, we talked earlier in the year about the number of games these kids have played under their belt for us. And it shows. You know, we knew that, you know, those 2 weeks against Salem and Winthrop were not our best, you know, foot forward. And we struggled a bit. We opened our our eyes a lot to the way that we were doing things, but these kids stuck with it and came back. And honestly, I think we've been playing our best football the last 3 weeks, including that Beverly game that wasn't a win. And that's a testament to the leadership that we have and the seniors that, you know, had a goal and realized that, you know, it's going to be a bumpy road sometimes, but you got to stick the path and stay on it and, you know, fight through adversity, and that's really what they've been doing.
You know, Coach, one thing that I learned from your predecessor, Tony Cirilli, when he took over the team, he took over with a bunch of young kids just as you did. And they played, I think, Lynn Classical in the first game. And in the first half, they got blown away. I think they got blown out in the first half. And what they weren't used to the speed of the game. I'm not talking about speedy players, but the speed, the pace of the game. And by the second half, they came roaring back. They didn't win the game, but they learned something. And I'm wondering if that sometimes happens to even veterans. I mean, you play certain teams, you play at a certain pace, then all of a sudden you're up against another team that plays at a different pace, and even though you lose, you learn from that, and then you can make the adjustments. And I'm just guessing here, Coach.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, it's tough to replicate the speed that you see in games at practice with the numbers as well. You know, they got, you know, varsity athletes on the other side that sometimes we can't match up with and provide a good look here on scout team. But our scout teams, you know, our coaches, you know, that run scout team the last week really did a great job of instilling a tempo for our younger kids to push the older kids at practice, and really what that is owning that, right? And it's all about ownership and responsibility and finding your role on the team. And our scout team kids played their tails off last week during practice. Gave our kids a really good look, and you know, they showed on Friday that we were able to play well against them and kind of know what they were wanting and looking to do. But again, it starts at practice. It starts at being able to give kids good looks and take practice serious.
I'm just reading the account in the Gloucester Times, and I see that Jay Palazzola was referenced. So there you go. So great night by Gucciardi. And, of course, the usual suspects on offense have been named in the paper, and we link to that when we post this, Dan. But I don't see any offensive or defensive linemen in here, so talk about those guys.
Yeah, Michael and Jaden Toppin, you know, two seniors that have been playing football for us for 4 years. You know, they're stalwarts on the offense and defensive line. Evan Neone's back from injury, and we talked a couple weeks ago, and really he makes our offensive line a lot better. You know, he's a aggressive kid. He's a physical football player on both sides of the ball. Anthony Russo, who's a senior, who is probably, you know, I don't know what it is about Anthony this year, but he is locked in. He's been playing probably his best football he has in all 4 years he's been here, and you know, he's really, really playing, you know, solidly on both sides. And on the other side is another captain. You know, so we got older kids, we have seniors. You know, that fifth kid, Ethan Mahoney, plays some offensive line, plays some defensive line, understands what he needs to do. But having older kids and veterans in those key spots is important for us. You know, they work well together. They've been doing it for a long time, and they played really, really well in both the pass game and the run game.
Okay, well, you're up against it this week. Let's face it. You got to face the number one seed in Hanover, and they have an 8-0 record. They've scored 292 points in those eight games. What's the plan this week, Coach, as we are talking to you early in the week, in terms of preparation? Because, as you said, it's hard to replicate that. But you've seen, I'm sure you've studied their tapes. And how do you view this team?
They're really, really good. They've got size. They've got athletes. Their quarterback's phenomenal, you know, and he knows his receivers really well. They have a big line that pushes people around. You know, our game plan is to play our game and to try to do the best we can to keep our offense on the field and sustain long drives, eat up clock. You know, we're not going to win this game 42-35, but we feel if we can keep it to a low-scoring game and keep their offense off the field a little bit, we give ourselves the best chance.
Well, that's traditional Gloucester football, and it's very familiar to us here at MSO, that's for sure. Coach, the other thing is it's a long drive down there to Hanover. I hope you get some support from the locals. I hope there's some team, you know, some student buses going down and stuff.
Yeah, I think there's some things in the work. I hope so, too. You know, we definitely thrive off of the support from the community, and, you know, that's one thing for our five home games that we've had this year. The crowds have been great, and it's been great to see the stands packed, people cheering, and from older generation people to the youth kids that are coming up and going to be the future of this program. You know, we've had a great turnout down here at Newell, and you know, hope to not have to play at Newell again this season. That means we're continuing in the playoffs, but. You know, again, it's just thanks to the community for everything that they've done so far this year, supporting us.
Finally, Dan, I've seen a couple of your games, and considering what the kids have been through the last few years, the one thing I will say that's been consistent is that they never, ever quit, no matter what. And that's a tribute to you and your staff and, of course, the kids. So congratulations on that and on getting into the tournament.
Yeah, thanks. You know, it's just more so them than me. I'm not out there doing much of anything.
Yeah.
Our kids are working hard, and they want it, so we're excited to just be a part of the ride with them.
All right, Coach, good luck this week, man. Go get them.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Take care.